This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm in my cold cell when the bell begins to chime, reflecting on my past life, and it doesn't have much time.
Because at 5 o'clock,
they take me to the gallows pole.
Sands of time for me.
The sands of time for me
are running low. And the sands of time for the beginning of World War III are running low. Running low. You study global conflicts throughout history, regional conflicts, World War I, World War II. This is exactly how they start. And economists, researchers, historians across the board in the last year have said the world is cruising towards nuclear war. For me, it isn't about the U.S. or Russia or Palestinian versus Israeli. It isn't about black versus white. It isn't about Christian versus Muslim or Jew versus Muslim or black versus Hispanic. It's about global destabilization being carried out by corporate interest operating at different levels for the same goals and interests, sometimes not for the same goals and interests, creating this out-of-control, headlong rush into what I'm calling the age of crisis. Humans have always had wars, always had giant disasters, but this one's different because of all the weapons and the communications. There's a reason elites are all moving to armored redoubts in the Caribbean and the Cook Islands and New Zealand right now. The top billionaires of Israel, it was reported a year ago, have basically all left Israel to go to Luxembourg, Switzerland, or London. Elites are buying huge yachts, openly saying that they're not so much to party on, but to survive on. This is serious, ladies and gentlemen. The British Ministry of Defense says global total meltdown is going to happen in their 2007 report. Our Pentagon came out last year in a report saying we're preparing for collapse. But then only they are allowed to say it. If citizens point it out, it's like, oh, that's not happening. Don't be a fearmonger. I want to have a debate about all of this, so that we can avert the disasters that are coming. Those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. We don't know history on average. We have the most historically ignorant population in the West we've probably had since the Renaissance began. And the general public is watching their ball games and drinking beer. I get it. But this is undoubtedly the most unstable time in human history. And Obama came out last week, remember, and said the world owes his administration for the unprecedented global stability. And you didn't build your business. And Obamacare is cutting your prices. And he's not coming after your guns. And raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. And he wouldn't hire one lobbyist. I mean, and again, it's beyond Obama. It's the age of total bull. Carney. The carnival barker from the White House, press secretary, is going to work at Apple. I mean, how fitting. Oh, they're so liberal. Oh, they're so sweet. They run the most vicious slave camps in China with suicide nets, forced drugging, forced abortion on record. But they talk with lisp and wave rainbow flags, so they're not threatening. See, Darth Vader looks scary. Hitler looks scary, so we know they're bad. Modern evil is in a suit acting very friendly, speaking with an NPR lisp, when it's actually a military globalist corporate operation. So we either grow up right now or we lose everything. Because the globalists plan to fully conquer America while they conquer the world. It's total full-spectrum dominance. I've always believed in neutrality.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible? He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment. Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We were going to hold him fast. We had an explosion, and we are the happy that we agreed to a trial bit.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and you'd be used for the excuse to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, it's that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 20th day of July, 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here, as we are every Sunday, from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, simulcast on over 90 AM and FM affiliates on the Sunday show, and also going out on Global Shortwave, number one political podcast, is free, and you can subscribe at InfoWars.com. We also have video feeds at InfoWars.com/show with a full television production, not just radio. And, of course, the weekday show has over 160 AM and FM affiliates, and it airs 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. or 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. First off, for regular listeners, you can attest to this. If you're a new listener, I would suggest you say go to one of our many YouTube channels. One channel alone, the Alex Jones channel, has about 403 million views on it. Just if you're a new listener, just let you know freedom and the truth is popular. And I suggest you just go back into the archives 6 months. And click on any show, and if you listen a couple hours, you'll hear me give the speech I'm about to give right now. But augment with the latest information that you're about to see all hell break loose worldwide, and war on the border with Russia, war all over the Middle East, war all over Africa, all over Asia. China may even attack the islands in the Philippines, and now they've said they're going to do that. They say, well, we're going to take them, and by force. If anyone tries to stop us, we're going to nuke you. They've told Japan and the U.S. that. You're seeing our borders imploded. We told you that was coming. This is the globalists that sit above the nations and are manipulating the nations into a global crisis so that when the dollar goes down, a new IMF World Bank-backed system is the new global digital currency, not the dollar and not the BRICS, going on right now in South America with world leaders openly saying we're in a global depression, openly saying the dollar's going down. Now, what are the globalists' response? Start a war with Russia. And again, I'm not saying the U.S. is good or bad. I'm not saying Russia is good or bad. The globalists are outside of this, manipulating the whole process. So while Vladimir Putin is in South America, down in Brazil, and traveling around other countries, saying they're devaluing the dollar, printing trillions of dollars, or issuing trillions of dollars a month of digital currency, and the world is pegged to the dollar, so it's causing inflation all over the world. I was in the Caribbean, folks, and pesos were almost buying more than dollars now. I mean, it is, just 3 weeks ago, it is hardcore. We are insulated somewhat from the inflation, though it's starting to really accelerate here. It's nothing like it is in Europe, nothing like it is in Asia or Latin America. So the world is being forced into this crisis. They don't want it. Now, we have seen the shootdown of MH17 that was flying from Amsterdam to Australia for an AIDS conference, the Malaysian airliner. Not the one missing in the Indian Ocean off Diego Garcia. Remember the RMS Lusitania? Heard that name? In 1915, she was torpedoed and sunk by a German U-boat, causing the deaths of 1,198 passengers and crew. The Germans had put full-page articles in ads in the New York Times and the Times of London saying, this is an auxiliary ship carrying armaments under law. We are going to torpedo it next time we see it. But the Germans didn't do that for a few months. So the British officer on board, this is all came out years later, sailed back and forth, steamed back and forth in front of the German U-boats until they took it out. What came out from the shootdown last week? We're not sure who's behind it. Probably the Russians. Ukraine had been bombing Russian-held ethnic areas, killing thousands a day some days last week. The Russians responded last Sunday. You were listening. I said, the Russians said we're going to have targeted strikes back. We're going to shoot down these aircraft. For 2 months, the FAA is in Europe, but also the EU system had said you will be arrested. Okay, if you fly over this area of Crimea, it's controlled airspace like flying over a military base. It's a war zone. Do not fly over it. The FAA reissued that warning last Thursday. No flights have flown through there in 2 months. They directed this sole flight right over the missile batteries. Again, can you say Lusitania? Lusitania, ladies and gentlemen. It didn't matter that the Germans had said we're going to sink this ship carrying armaments to the front from the United States. It didn't matter if they put full-page ads in the U.S. newspapers and British papers saying don't sail on it, we're going to torpedo it. It didn't matter they sailed it back and forth in front of them. How did the Spanish-American War start in 1898, blowing up the Maine in Havana Harbor? How did the Vietnam officially start, even though I had family there in 1961? It started in 1964 when they claimed our destroyers were attacked. It was declassified on the anniversary, the 40th anniversary, in 2004, that it was totally staged by the Central Intelligence Agency. The ships were not attacked. Am I endorsing the North Vietnamese? Absolutely not. The point is reality is reality is reality is reality. 2003, declassified in 2006. Blair and Bush met at the White House and at Downing Street in two different meetings. The White House and Downing Street memos released to Congress where they said, we'll paint up a U.S. aircraft like another aircraft and get it shot down over Iraq to go after Saddam. Am I endorsing Saddam? No. Do you, though, get a plane shot down that Saddam thinks is military so you can say that he went after the U.N.? No, you don't do that. The point is they think you're so stupid. Now they're saying Russia wanted to hack and bring down the U.S. stock market and NASDAQ. Of course they did. What do you think the Pentagon trains to do all day? To take down every other major stock market if a war starts. The issue here is Russia has imploded. Russia's trying to rebuild economically. Russia endorsed Alexander Solzhenitsyn. Vladimir Putin endorsed anti-communism and Alexander Solzhenitsyn before Solzhenitsyn died. Does that mean I trust Putin? No. Is Putin, though, trying to pass anti-gun laws? Did he pass Obamacare? Did he collapse our borders? No. He is setting up a new economic system against the collapse of the dollar, just like Iraq tried to go on another gold standard and was attacked in 2003. Same thing's happening now.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO or organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation, and for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit hbextract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here, back live. I have studied the globalists and how they operate for about 22 years. Longer than that, but full focus 22 years. On air, almost 20. I've read their books, hundreds of them. 5 books by Brzezinski. You name it. I mean, we've quoted them here. We've made films about it. They explain how they do all this. Brzezinski admits that our government helped Pol Pot get into power. He killed about 30% of his population. And then you see how naive the public is while Brzezinski writes a book admitting his involvement in mass murder. Or how he set up Al-Qaeda. And the public wears their ignorance like a shield. I mean, people are saying, Alex, you need to cover what's going on in Gaza. What, the Hollywood cause celeb deal, the Palestinians? I'm supposed to only be concerned about who the media tells me I am and when I'm supposed to go out and riot about it? I've criticized Netanyahu for openly endorsing a month and a half ago ISIS, and we know the Israeli forces up on their northern border are coordinating attacks into Syria with them. Oh, but you notice that the Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and the Israeli pro-press doesn't criticize me for that because they don't want to discuss it. I criticize Israel effectively. But not from a hateful position wanting to see Israel destroyed, but from a moral position. What about the 300,000 dead plus in the last 3 years of the Western-backed attack on Assad? The West started it using Al-Qaeda, now called ISIS. Now they're running around blowing up moderate mosques and Christian churches and murdering Christians and the Iraqi police we trained en masse. And Obama has done nothing to stop them because they're behind it and so is Saudi Arabia. And that came out in the news. 300,000 dead, at least half of them Christians, murdered by Al-Qaeda, the scum of the earth. And our government gave them Stinger missiles. That's now mainstream news. Where'd you hear it? Here first. I'm not bragging, folks. I know what I'm talking about. We got 400 dead Palestinians, most of them combatants, involved in heavy fighting, fighting Israeli armor, certainly soldiers. You can say that they're not wimps. Whatever. I get their position. I get the Israeli position. It's tribal warfare. I'm sitting back like an anthropologist looking at two tribes in New Guinea killing themselves. I don't belong to either one. See, can't you be scientific about this, folks, and pull back from the emotions and look at what's going on? I mean, I get emotional when I see the ignorance of the public. All you're hearing about right now is Gaza. When Ukraine put out headlines last Sunday that they'd killed, quote, 1,000 rebels in one day. And then Russian TV and British TV showed it as well. Just smoking, burning whole neighborhoods. They're just bombing, carpet bombing neighborhoods. And then Russia said, we're going to start shooting your planes down. And so they went, oh, you are? Let's just run some airliners right over that no-fly zone. Let's just drive the Lusitania right in front of the U-boats after the Germans put full-page ads in the New York Times. I mean, this is literally the 1915 trick that got the United States into the war. They even picked a ship they knew had U.S. passengers on it. On purpose, they were putting it on a passenger liner. Armaments. And the Germans said, we're going to sink that ship. Don't sail on it. Again, am I endorsing the Kaiser and the Austrian-Hungarian Empire? I don't know. Against the British Empire at that time, yeah, they weren't the Nazis. And that brought the Nazis in, by the way, and then we get World War II. So here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. The West is trying to start a real war with Russia. They tried it in 2008 during the Olympics again, just like they did this year. On the world scene, it's what it's all about. And the CFR and all of them put out prospectuses the last few years saying this was the plan. Brzezinski wrote the Grand Chessboard about how they'd finally bring down Russia and how they'd use radical Islam to bring down the entire Middle East and kill every secular leader there. And then use the threat of radical Islam to take all of our rights here domestically. I want to be clear, there is radical Islam. The media always says that I say, and Weird Al Yankovic says that I say, you know, there's no Islamic terror out there. No. It's there, and it's funded and shepherded and protected, and then it's allowed to kill U.S. troops. I mean, Marines, Army, you name it. They actually die fighting groups that the globalists that run our country armed. People go, that doesn't make sense. Of course it makes sense. If you want to destabilize things and wreck the Middle East and wreck the world and have a threat to take the liberties here at home and have trillions in no-bid weapons contracts, what do? You arm the crazies. You open the door for the crazies. And then you bury your sons and daughters who really died fighting them. Don't you see the masterstroke of this? And again, I'm not even saying that the West, NATO, shot that aircraft down. I said that day one, I've been watching Russia. I think they probably did it. They said last Sunday, 7 days ago here, go listen to the archive. It's on InfoWars.com. Free podcast. Go back to last Sunday. I said right during this segment, Russia is going to start shooting aircraft down and get ready for this to escalate quickly. And boy, has it. Here's Dianne Feinstein, the senator. You know, the one that wants your guns? It isn't Putin. Feinstein, the U.S. is now at Cold War levels with Russia. Putin, you have to man up, says the woman that wants to disarm the American people. Well, that's a joke. Ladies and gentlemen, now they're sending in NATO advisors and troops and weapons, and the Russians say if they start engaging Russians, the Russians are going to attack the NATO troops. Then the NATO troops are going to escalate with air power. The Russians are going to pour in, and then people will start using tactical nuclear weapons, and about 30 minutes later, submarines pop up with cruise missiles on them off each shore and missile cruisers and start firing nuclear weapons into major cities. We barely stopped this in 1961 with the Cuban Missile Crisis. Here's another headline. Ukraine rebels argue over wreck. Europeans give Putin last chance. That's a quote. Last chance before they start putting blockades on Russian ships in European ports. That's an act of war. This isn't some Iraqis we're slapping around. This isn't some third world country. This is Russia with 150 million people and at least 10,000 operable missiles, 3,000 of them Topol M with 20 warheads and MIRVs up inside of them. You know what happened on 888 when the West attacked the Russian-held areas of Ossetia and Abkhazia? The Russians rolled in mobile medium-range missiles and said, we're targeting NATO bases in 1 hour. We'll begin firing, pull NATO forces out. And NATO backed off. But Obama will be too busy eating a hamburger or playing golf to care this time. I'm telling you, folks, this is like Napoleon and Hitler attacking Russia. We're on the edge of World War III.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside. I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers they were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's Man Cow for you.
Hear him here. GCN.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just not pay today. Got me your pocket full of change.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Then I just got paid today. Got me a pocket.
So if you just joined us, I want to break this down. And if you disagree with me or agree or want to augment this point, or you're currently in the U.S. military especially, I would like to hear from you. First-time callers on this live Sunday edition, I'm going to give out the toll-free number to call us here in just a few minutes, and we'll start taking your calls in the next segment. We'll also get into the latest on the collapsing border, the latest on the devalued dollar, and more. Now, I'm a libertarian, a constitutionalist. I don't like government. I really don't like big government. So I don't lionize Vladimir Putin. But he wants a strong nationalistic Russia. They're moving away from communism. Alexander Solzhenitsyn endorsed Putin before he died. Let's look that up. London Guardian. U.S. ambassador to Russia met with him and said, is this really true? And he said, yes, we want nationalism. And Solzhenitsyn wrote a book, How the West Funded Communism, and actually put the Bolsheviks in. It's all true. You know, the Nobel Prize winner that was such a hero to Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan said his greatest hero. John Wayne's hero. He endorsed Vladimir Putin. And, you know, wrote on chalk his book, Gulag Archipelago, when he was in decades in a forced labor camp under the Stalinist and memorized it and then wrote it when he got out. But he wrote dozens of other books, and some of his last books basically could have been written by me. I was reading his quotes just last night. They have huge websites of them, and it was exactly everything I say. Even though I've only read a few of his books, I've got to read the rest of them. It was that he understood tyranny so well that it was quotes that I've basically given, but just a little bit more elegantly put, because he had seen evil up front. And it wasn't that, I'm not comparing myself to Alexander Solzhenitsyn. My point is truth, it's self-evident. Now, there's the U.S. Embassy cables, the Guardian. Solzhenitsyn praises Putin, 2010, 2008 as well. All right, anyways, continuing. Oh, yeah, they were very concerned. And I'm not bragging when I tell you this, because I knew about this years ago when I was at RT headquarters in New York and then in L.A. The head of RT at the time, who was replaced because the State Department freaked out and threatened to shut him off if I was ever allowed back on there. So I'd go on national Russian TV and criticize communism, criticize Stalin, criticize the New World Order, say whatever I wanted. The head of RT was a huge listener, and they literally started it, modeled a little bit off InfoWars, that was part of it, and that the basic Russian government listens to my show. And I never really said that on air because it sounds so wild, but it's confirmed. And it's come out in communiques and cables and stuff like that, and it's been the London Telegraph that Assad also, they hacked his emails, and you know, the government was reading our analysis at InfoWars.com, my analysis. And I'm not saying that arrogantly, but when the Russian government's listening to you, you might as well just say that that's going on. I mean, it's no mistake that, you know, now I've been invited on national Russian TV repeatedly to be on with Vladimir Putin's best buddy, I forget his name, that runs the state-run media over there, and I've said no. You know, the crews had the request come in. I've said no, because this is getting too close to war, and I'm not going on Russian media. And again, Vladimir Putin was in the KGB, did head up the FSB, and after that he was the deputy mayor of Moscow. And I'm not lionizing him, but do you know that liberty's sexy and we could sell people on freedom? Putin pays them to have kids. They, on national TV, talk about cancer viruses and the vaccines, the globalists creating AIDS, the New World Order, the whole plan. And you have to understand, this broadcast, I've had the number three guy in the British, the British government as well, but I've had high-level folks from the Japanese government on. I mean, I'm not bragging, folks. This, I've had to come to the fact of the realization that this is the good news to all of you out there. The world listens to this broadcast. And governments listen. And you know why governments listen? You know why the military listens? And why they have news articles, mainstream news, where they're ordering the military not to listen to my show? Why do you think that is? Because, folks, it scares the globalists that have hijacked the CIA and the Pentagon and our whole system. It scares them that we understand the game plan. They're scared of Ron Paul. They're scared of Rand Paul, too, folks. They know Rand Paul's for real. I don't know about Ted Cruz. I like him. I like what he says. Let me tell you, I know Rand Paul. He's for real. See, we're just normal people who don't want nuclear war and want dads to be dads, moms to be moms, private property, right to defend yourself, right to have a future. We like America. We like Russia. We like Japan. We like Brazil. I want to see Brazil do good. I want to see the world do good. We have goodwill. And that's infectious in a time of great evil. People want to be good. They just have been taught that only evil gets them ahead. Well, it doesn't get you ahead in the end. And we're coming down to the end game right now, ladies and gentlemen. We're coming down to 21st century high-tech war. And Vladimir Putin and Brazil and China, and boy, you know how much I hate communist China, and they're totally evil leaders. The point is they are seeing their currency devalued because of the dollar devaluing that our elite and the private Federal Reserve cartel is engaged in. And it's these same bankers that are invested in China. They're invested in Russia. They're playing us all off against each other. We should come together as a human family and say no to war and no to destabilization and no to the Western-backed Palestinian groups launching rockets to give Israel a pretext to attack to cause destabilization. The same globalists are pulling the puppet strings on Israel and the Palestinians. But we should say, okay, I'll talk about the Palestinians because I care about them. Nobody likes images of dead kids. If you'll talk about hundreds of thousands of Christians killed in Iraq and Syria and Libya by Western-backed, worst of the worst, bottom of the barrel, jihadi, al-Qaeda, ISIS scum. If you do that, then I'll morally know you really care. Because, see, I'm just as upset about dead Jewish kids and Palestinians and Christians, ladies and gentlemen, because I know the globalist hand, not unseen, folks, when you know about it, it's right there, is organizing chaos, just like the first James Bond movie, written by a high-level former member of British intelligence, Ian Fleming, where the organization Chaos, or is it Spectre, is manipulating the Russians and the U.S. off against each other to consolidate power. Because who gains when we have sanctions and things are shut down and economies fold and Obamacare bankrupts things and the border's collapsing and our jobs being shipped? Who wants us bankrupt? Banks. And not your corner bank. When I talk about banks, I don't mean your bank down the street that gives you a loan for farming. Or if I talk about the military, I don't mean our military men and women. I mean the people running it at the top. They don't have our goodwill at heart. They don't have our interest at heart. When I come back, I'm going to give the phone number out, and then we're going to get into why this is all happening and get into the big picture of what's going to happen next. The toll-free number to join us, first-time callers today. I haven't done that in about a week or two. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. For Alex Jones, I'm your host. That's 877-789-ALEX. Different number than the weekday show. Weekday show is produced in the same studio, but the phone lines are in Minnesota. This is all produced in-house right here on Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. from South Austin. Infowars.com. Follow us on Twitter at RealAlexJones and check out the amazing pro-liberty products we have at Infowars. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund Infowars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfowarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We are the premier independent talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Steve, Margaret, David, Ryan, and many others in this segment. And I'll get more into the border and pull back from Ukraine coming up. But first off, I want to explain something. About 100,000 Americans, this is in congressional hearings with Frank Church, Senator Church, Anthony Sutton, the late great, how Wall Street financed the Soviets, the USSR, and Hitler. He wrote that book off government documents. He was the head archivist for Congress at that time and ran some of the hearings. And this freaked Congress out so bad in the 70s that they almost abolished the CIA and found out about the 36,000, 35,000 Nazis that had been brought in under paperclip. I mean, it's just a disaster, folks. It's a disaster how bad this is. But in 1917, the British intelligence, working with the U.S. government, shipped in 100,000 Russian Americans that spoke Russian. You know them as neocons today because they came back to the U.S. when Stalin, decades later, kicked them back out, kicked Trotsky back out. They came here and took over the Republican Party. You know them as neocons. By the way, that's the Wall Street Journal. You didn't know the neocons were actually Russian communists, but it's too much, the average person. Reality is just too insane. Our government, shadow government, was so evil even then that it funded the takedown of the czars who were pro-West and pro-U.S. and it put the communist in. And Alexander Solzhenitsyn exposed this. I mean, everybody knew this in the Liberty Movement, that the big tax-free foundations were funding communism, that trucks by the hundreds of thousands over the decade of the Vietnam War were shipped from Ford and GM factories in Russia to Vietnam, missile launchers, you name it. I mean, the U.S. the whole time was in Russia helping them build all this. That's on record. Because, again, they couldn't set up this evil base here in the U.S. in front of Americans and fund evil and a thing called communism and human enslavement. So our own criminal elite that had hijacked our government overthrew Russia that was a monarchy and was corrupt, put in something 10 times worse, kicked out the White Russians, as they were known, pro-imperials, and then used Russia to export evil worldwide under the name of communism. That again, as Solzhenitsyn said, shouldn't even be called communism. It doesn't even exist. It's just evil. You shouldn't be anti-communist. That implies communism is elemental and part of something. No, it should be called anti-human. It should be called anti-human exterminism, anti-criminal, anti-terrorist, anti-scum, anti-gang, anti-filth. The elite, the globalist elite, the British Empire. Not the British people, the British Empire model of control, behind-the-scenes control. Carol Quigley wrote an 1,100-page book, head of Georgetown Political Science on this, called Tragedy and Hope. We sell the book back in print at InfoWarsStore.com. Read it! How they funded Hitler, how they funded Lenin, folks, it's so evil. So the Russians actually got obsessed in the last 25 years with Alexander Solzhenitsyn. They got sold on his book. So then they said it was the CIA and others that tried to prop him up. That's why there was the rumor that the fall of the Soviet Union was staged. Because it was staged. Their people wouldn't go along with it anymore. They wanted freedom. And so they made a deal with Gorbachev to end it and to put Yeltsin in, but that failed. And Vladimir Putin, a secret acolyte of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, got control. Does he have his own big bank accounts? Does he run around and do all this stuff? Sure. Do I trust him? No. The point is, he's paying people to have kids. On national TV, they exposed that 9/11 was an inside job, that cancer viruses are being put in vaccines. Russian television now, folks, is like this show. You understand that? Not because it's their plan. Alexander Solzhenitsyn influenced them with Thomas Jefferson power. I influenced them, and others do, and they've influenced themselves wanting to be free. Does that mean they're perfect? No. But when you've gone through 80 years of hellish evil, when you've been through communism, when you know what evil is, when you know what bureaucracy is, when you know what standing in line to get your food is, Cloward and Piven, then freedom becomes so sexy and you rebel against the evil. Just like the East Germans rebelled and stood down and didn't want to be evil anymore under communism. Freedom is popular. Freedom is sexy. We have snow cones in hell. We're selling a coat to a man in Siberia, folks. He wants the coat. Freedom is good. We have to be ready to win and not just believe, you know, that, oh, there's no good. Alex is really this, or, you know, the blah, blah, blah. Or we got to have war with Russia. They're our enemy. We'll get ahead by defeating Russia. No, we won't. The globalists are playing us off against each other. And the Russians and the Chinese and others who have their own serious problems. And China's in bed with the globalists. They're ultra-maximum evil. Not the Chinese people, but, I mean, the Chinese government is double-dealing, absolutely one-child policies, forced abortion, New World Order model. They adopted it. The CIA put Mao Zedong in 49. That was declassified 10 years ago. It's even on History Channel. I mean, I heard that from the John Birch Society when I was 6 years old. They know. They killed the CIA operative who wouldn't go along with it, John Birch. He tried to lead a group against it, and they killed him and a bunch of other operatives. There were rebellions then against doing this. Mao killed 84 million people. See, our government put Mao in. Our government put Pol Pot in. It's criminals in our government. It's Chaos. It's Hydra. It's Spectre. Why in all these movies is it an octopus symbol that's manipulating all the sides? Because they're telling you. Because anyone that knows how this really works understands the octopus is the big private banks that control the issuance of currency and credit. It's the Hydra of Greek mythology, the multi-headed beast or the multi-legged beast, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? And it only wins by being in the dark and not being exposed. And it feeds on human suffering and no-bid weapons contracts. Well, why do they want to fund al-Qaeda to take over Afghanistan so we can invade to get trillions in opium and trillions in no-bid weapons contracts? Why? Hail Hydra. I mean, you go see the new Captain America, folks. That's basically what you're dealing with right there. I mean, this is the real deal, people. Okay? And the globalists have underground bases. They have all the mitigation plans. They're ready to have a war with Russia. The Rand Corporation 3 years ago came out, wrote a story about it on Infowars.com, and said to bring in the world government, there needs to be something bigger than a regional war, a new world war. Maybe they've got backroom deals with the Russians and the Chinese, and it's staged. I don't know. But this stuff can get out of hand, ladies and gentlemen. You can look up different transcripts and letters from British kings to Norman kings in France going back 600, 700 years ago where they say, I'm having uprisings, cousin. We need to have a war. And staging a war against each other to kill off their own population. This has been going on forever. And we better transcend it or we don't have any future. We're going to start the next hour, go to your phone calls. But they force the world into trying to leave the dollar as the private Federal Reserve devalues the dollar and it hits outside countries first. Then when Russia and others try to move away from the dollar, as they're under sanctions, they go, because they want the dollar to die slowly, not have a competing economic system, and then bring in the SDR IMF World Bank model. Joseph Stiglitz exposed that when the documents came out in 2002. So they want to kill the old unipolar financial system and bring in a new unipolar or one. So let's continue here. This is what it's really all about, is the BRICS summit happening right now in Brazil, the 6th BRICS summit in Brazil. Here's the headline, AFP, BRICS shakeup, global economic architecture. A system outside of the IMF and World Bank, the Federal Reserve is the U.S. name of the European arm. Here's another one. OECD, that's the Organization of Economic Cooperative Development. That was the Marshall Plan emergency system they now want for the new European war. Fears middle-class civil unrest is coming. Zero hedge preparing to suppress the population. See, they're not just going to hit Russia. They're not just going to destabilize the Middle East and put al-Qaeda and ISIS in charge. They're going to implode our borders, flood our borders, and use that crisis to bring in civil emergency. You know it as martial law as well. Hydra, Spectre, the New World Order, the private megabanks, the 6 megabanks, are moving against humanity. They've taken over our government. They're like the Vichy French. Second hour coming up. Stay with us.
Global warming purports rising CO2 levels while evolution describes mutated DNA. The fraudulent sciences describe effects of iron poisoning and copper depletion. As generations are iron poisoned and copper deprived, the DNA has mutated and weakened as blood types A, B, and O. These blood types and rhesus factor are falsely used as evidence of evolution. Humans were created solely with blood type A, B negative. Fraudulent science purports mutated DNA coupled with rising CO2 levels in blood are causing humans to go into extinction. In truth, humans are being methodically exterminated by iron poisoning and copper depletion. Blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and matches the healthy population. They claim this is evidence they are from the line of Christ and thus are His Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago and now they claim to be His Christ. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.